We've been speaking a lot about menstruation and period poverty over the past month, and I know that you already know about the reality that some South African girls can lose up to a fifth of their high school education simply because they cannot afford feminine hygiene products. They can't go to school at that time of the month because they can't afford the things that they need to deal with it. And over the past few weeks, we've been talking about different ways to combat that problem on various parts of the show, including our consumer segment. Today, though, we're really looking to put our money where our mouth is because we are once again partnering with the Dis-Chem Foundation's Million Comforts campaign to make sure that that doesn't happen, that girls are given the chance to access their full schooling opportunity and not miss school for the most arbitrary and personal of reasons. This month, we are going to be donating sanitary products to Fizeka High School in Guguletu, and that handover is being facilitated by the Caring for Girls Foundation, which partners with the Million Comforts campaign to make sure that every donation reaches those who really need it. I'm going to be speaking to the Dis-Chem Foundation about the broader aims of the campaign in a little while. But first, it's such a pleasure to welcome back to the show Richard Mabaso, who is the founder of the Caring for Girls program and CEO of the Imbumba Foundation, which runs this program. Richard, it's always lovely to talk to you. Welcome back to the show.
That was great. Thank you. And a very good afternoon to your listeners.
And to you as well. Richard, for those who've missed our former conversations, won't you just start by sketching briefly how Caring for Girls got started and where this campaign was born?
So the campaign was born in a very tiny village of called Lupisi, which is outside Nelspruit, about 45 minutes drive outside Nelspruit. Mm-hmm. And it was really on a day, one random day where myself, I was just lying down under the tree outside. You know, it's a village, so lying down under the tree, it's normal. And, you know, you're listening to birds. And then out of the blue, my niece came and she told my mom that she was struggling and she was spilling paint and she didn't know what it was. And then and as she continued to explain, my mom shushed her and said, "No, but you can't talk about this in front of your uncle." And poor girl, she was so embarrassed and didn't know what to do with herself. And unfortunately, as an uncle, I was there. This was December 2011. I was there. But because I was not empowered as a male uncle who come from a village which is predominantly, you know, sanitary pads or menstruation was taboo back then. Mm. I mean, it's still taboo even now, but back then was even worse because it's like 10 years ago. So when she was shushed, I couldn't help her. But it really pained me to a point whereby I went to ask my sister, how can I help? And then my sister then explained what was going on. And then later, I then started looking for ways to help my niece. But little did I know that the problem of period poverty, as we've come to know it now, was such a bigger issue beyond even my village and beyond even South Africa. So I then decided to say, myself as Richard, I want to start a campaign to go around and collect sanitary pads. The worst experience happened. I had a lot of pushback from people.
Really?
This is males and females, because they were like, "But why are you doing this because you're a man?" So, you know, it just got worse and worse and worse until early 2012. I called a friend of mine, Sibusiso Vilani. I said, "You know what? You are going to take me up to Kilimanjaro. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I want to do it." And then when he agreed, later on, we then decided that I was going to start a program to climb and summit Mount Kilimanjaro every year, which is now called Trek for Mandela. So from 2012, we've been climbing Kilimanjaro with one aim, to summit on Mandela Day, but use the opportunity to highlight the plight facing young girls who do not have access to adequate sanitary pads, and also who ultimately miss out on school days and not be able to go and attend school. So fast forward, in 2015, I get a call from Dis-Chem. They say, "Yeah, Richard, we've seen your program. You've been climbing Kilimanjaro. But did you know that we as Dis-Chem can create a Kilimanjaro of pets for you so you don't have to go to Tanzania?" So that's how our story started. And to cut the long story short, since 2012, working with various partners across South Africa and mainly supported by Dis-Chem through the Million Comforts campaign, we've been able to reach more than 1.2 million girls, and we continue to make sure that we just don't do once off. And now you guys coming on board as Cape Talk, you are now helping us even to go to Fezeka. You remember last year we were there. Now we're going back again. So again, for us, the program, we've always made sure that our differentiator as a foundation is to make sure that we don't do once off. And when we go to school, we give girls enough sanitary pads to support them for the next couple of months. And then our team will go back to do the next cycle. And then until we reach at least a minimum of 12 months up to 5 years.
It's such a fantastic story, Richard. And as you say, so much, I mean, we've come a long way in the last 10 years since that moment under the tree, but we've also still got an awful long way to go in terms of overcoming those taboos and getting people to talk about this and having these conversations out in the daylight so that everybody knows what is needed and gets together to make it happen. Now, I'm really looking forward to joining you at Fezeka High School next week for the handover. Again, for the sake of those who haven't heard our previous chats about the school, what made you choose them as one of the beneficiaries?
So we get a lot of schools that apply to us requesting support for sanitary pads, and we always, obviously, as you can imagine, we always overwhelm the requests. And but we then look at different elements. This includes the social profiling of the school. So you would pick up things like majority of those kids, even though they come from these townships, but the hardships that they have to live with on a daily basis are just unimaginable. For instance, you know, the high level of unemployment in South Africa now, that has got a knock-on effect to the kind of society we are going to have in the future. So these kids, most of them, even though they come from these townships, but they come from child-headed families, they come from such destruction of, you know, structures where they don't have the basic necessities. So for them to actually have a 10 rand surplus cash to go and buy a packet of sanitary pads, it's virtually impossible. So we looked at a number of elements, and those are the elements that always guide us to make sure that the schools that we choose are schools that are accommodating or are enrolling girls and boys who come from underprivileged backgrounds and who, at some point, they it will become difficult for them to imagine a future if they cannot get the basics right. And at this point, one of the basics is making sure that they have a proper sanitary protection, so that when they go to school from 7 o'clock until 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they can be comfortable. They can be able to say, okay, now I need to change my pad. And also they can now become more in terms of engaging, whether academically or just outside playing with other kids. They will at least have that one problem removed or one challenge removed from their minds. Maybe in conclusion, this is actually reminding me, one of our climbers in 2015, when she was asked, Jerry Elston, when she was asked, why are you climbing Kilimanjaro? She said, I'm climbing Kilimanjaro so that these many girls that we are climbing on their behalf have got one less mountain to climb.
Yeah.
So this is our vision. This is our motivation to say every girl that we are assisting, we want them to know that at least the mountain of not having sanitary pads in their backpack to go to school, they do not have to worry about it at all.
It's such a fabulous story, Richard Mabaso, and I can hear you tell it over and over again. Thank you so much for joining us. Richard's the founder and CEO of the Mbumba Foundation, which runs the Caring for Girls program, and look forward to seeing you next week at Fezeka High School, Richard, for the actual handover. Now, listening into all of that is the other crucial partner in this random act of kindness, Sherry Saltzman, speaking on behalf of the Dis-Chem Foundation. And it's always lovely to have you with us as well, Sherry. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show again.
It's a pleasure. It's not so much a Kilimanjaro of pads. I think it's fair to say it's now an Everest of pads that's been collected through the Million Comforts campaign. I mean, it's run into the millions, hasn't it?
It definitely has. So the Million Comforts name came about where the goal originally was to collect 1 million pads for these girls. The first year we surpassed that. I think we got just under 4 million. And each year it's been growing bigger and bigger. Last year our target was 10 million. We came slightly short of that. I think it was 8.7 million. Mm-hmm. But it was considering it was COVID times, I think we did phenomenally well. And this year we're aiming for that 10 again. And, you know, the more pads we can collect, the more girls we can keep in school, and the more schools Richard can approach with this program, you know, and helping them out, giving them the chance that they deserve. Because, you know, we talk about gender-based violence, but what we forget about is that these girls are, I hate to say the word cursed, but in a way they are, because as soon as they get their periods, they're forced to stay home. So they are unempowered once again.
Yeah.
And by making them, giving them the tools that they can use, being the pads, they can go to school. They've got no excuses. And they stand a chance that they deserve to make something of themselves. Education is so important, and they shouldn't be penalized or punished just because they're having their period. And that's really where the feel from DISCHEM came from. These girls need to be in school. They don't need to be at any more disadvantage. And that's really how DISCHEM feels about it, and that's why we approach Richard for it.
And Sherry, I mean, it's so crucially important. You've referenced the impact of COVID, and I think we can all understand, we know a lot of people's own financial circumstances have been hit by the protracted lockdown. It's that much harder for people to help themselves, let alone others. And yet, you've managed to keep it going. The other aspect, of course, is that the other side effect of COVID was the huge loss of schooling days. It's unimaginable, unthinkable that these girls should face even further disadvantage on top of that because of a natural process. So it's such important work that's being done. Now, Sherry, obviously we're delighted to be partnering with the DISCHEM Foundation and Caring for Girls for the handover next week at Fazeka High School. Just tell us a little bit more about what we are going to be distributing at the school, and then how our listeners can keep rolling that gift forward to other schools.
Okay, so let me just start on the collection. The way it works is that customers walk into a store, they purchase the pads, they pay for it, hopefully using their DISCHEM card too, because you can use your points on your card to purchase pads. And you put the pads into the collection bins, which are in every single store. And the beauty of this campaign is that for every packet of pads that is donated into those collection bins, our brands are brand matching them. So if you buy an Always, a Lalette, a Stay Free, a Comfutex, any of those, and put them into the bins, those companies are going to double up.
Fantastic.
So for every 10 packets of pads a customer buys, 20 are going to the girls in the school. Another way that people can donate is through their companies. We've got a corporate challenge going on dischem.co.za where they register their company, and employees from that company are encouraged to go and choose the company that they want to add to the donation for. And again, they can use their benefit points or they can just donate. So you can donate online. There's a lot of ways that you can donate and help towards this cause. And you talk about the school next week.
Yeah.
I think Richard's already touched on this. The important part of this is that it's not just a once-off donation. We committed to these schools. You know, Richard goes there with his team every 2 to 4 months, and he gives them these pads. They have no excuses not to go to school. And they know the procedure. They stand in their lines. They know they've got to sign the registry. They know how many pads they're going to get. They know what to expect, and you can see how grateful they are because they know they're getting the chance that they deserve. And another thing you brought up with the COVID from last year is, although the schools were closed, these girls were still having periods. Mm. These girls were still working or doing whatever they're doing in their communities. They still suffer the indignity and the mess of not having the protection they need. So being in school or not, these girls still need the protection. And we have to do this. And that's why we feel so passionately about this campaign, COVID or not.
Sherry Zaltzman, thank you so much for joining us, speaking there on behalf of the DISCHEM Foundation. To Sherry and to Richard Mabaso of the Mbumba Foundation, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for taking hands with us on this. It's Cape Talk's great privilege to be part of this campaign, and particularly the consistency that both Sherry and Richard have mentioned. I think so crucial that it's not a once-off gesture that doesn't mean anything. It is an ongoing commitment to the process, which is so important. There is more information on the DISCHEM website, dischem.co.za, but the easiest thing to do is, the next time you're shopping at DISCHEM or in a mall where there is a DISCHEM branch located, pop in, buy a packet of pads and pop it in the Million Comforts bin, which you will find in store. You can also consider making a donation either in cash or using your DISCHEM benefit points to add to the campaign.